Com. You don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag and drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday between 4 and 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS, broadcasting live from St. Louis Home Fires, talking tips, techniques, and all things barbecue.
Crepes from California might just be the perfect snack. They're loaded with energy, and you can take them just about anywhere. So grab a bunch today at Schnucks.
Surround yourself with incredible art at the 21st Annual St. Louis Art Fair, beginning Friday, September 5th through Sunday, September 7th in downtown Clayton at the biggest and best gathering of art and artists in the area. Meet 180 artists and shop their booths filled with virtually every medium, from paintings to jewelry, ceramics, and more. Plus, there'll be food and entertainment for the whole family. Stop by the KTRS and Apple Vacations booth and register to win a four-night trip for two to Rio Negro in Jamaica, including round-trip airfare and all food and drinks from Apple Vacations, America's favorite vacation company, and the Big 550. For more on the St. Louis Art Fair, go to the events page at KTRS.com.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
the trunk stretching exercise to strengthen the nut muscles.
Oh, I do that all the time. Mine are strong. Mine are so strong.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 20th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Good Feet. That's right, Good Feet. You see their TV commercial. You've seen Ozzie Smith talking about Good Feet. Now, there's a guy whose feet took a beating. Every time he did that flip, he came down on his feet.
Yeah.
And then baseball. And that, boy, could that guy move. He was so agile. He reminded me of so much of myself when he used to play. Yeah. The Good Feet Stores. That's our sponsor. And we're going to introduce a couple of people who keep this show going right now. At the control board, which any day will just completely die from old age, is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are not hearing from your current advisor, then you need to call Mark and Jason because they are diligent and talk to all of their clients every 3 months. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
I'd like to introduce Dan Strauss. He is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Did you know they brought Hebe in last night? And look what happened last night. Kind of a quiet night.
Yeah. Way to go, Hebe.
I tell you, you call him in, things get done. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is high again.
I don't know. I'm not a patent attorney. How would I know that?
Oh, Rat Boy's got an idea for a store or a chain of stores. He says it will eventually become the good what store?
Cheese.
Good cheese stores. He wants to know if Good Feet would sue him.
I don't know. I don't get an attorney.
Good cheese store. That's kind of a good name. If you sell
a mold to put your feet in, a block of cheese.
Yeah, maybe. If you sell good cheese, the good cheese store. Hear that accordion? You know, that's a lot of people's favorite instrument is the accordion. Okay, maybe not a lot. Nobody plays it better than that guy right there. Michael Gillerman. He is the accordion player.
It's not? Killerman. I'm sorry, Killerman. I mispronounced his name.
Michael Killerman is the accordion player for these guys, Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Messed his name up.
Yeah, you did. One of those G names again.
Yes.
Who is it? I don't know him.
Bruce is telling me they have a backup accordion player, Drake Valdez, and I don't know Drake.
Drake Valdez?
Drake Valdez plays the accordion. I think the audience needs to know who the band members are from time to time.
Is there a Gilman in the band?
No, there's not.
Oh.
Killerman.
Gilroy.
Before I tell you about Goodfeet, I want to thank Marcus Smith. Apparently, Marcus came by here before I got to work today, and he'd have to come by here pretty early.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in here like 5 a.m. preparing the show, so I don't know how he got in here. But Marcus Smith came by and left me a bag, brown bag, with tomatoes in it, and this note. Dear Frank, green tomatoes fresh from the garden, a.m. to p.m. Sincerely, Marcus Smith. How about that?
Nice.
Thank you, Marcus. Six tomatoes. They're green. But here's what's weird, and this actually is true. You put them in a brown bag, or put that brown bag in another brown bag, completely dark, and they turn red. Not in an hour, but a few days later, you go look, and they're as red as they can be. Doesn't that seem weird? Wouldn't you think the light would turn them red? Because people used to set tomatoes in the window.
I'm doing that all the time.
You're not doing anything by doing that.
Better share some of those with me.
Put them in a dark. But yeah, you hate tomatoes. I know you hate tomatoes. And by the way, there's something wrong with you.
No, there isn't. I can't be the only one.
Homegrown tomatoes. That would be like saying, I can't stand watermelon.
Do you like just eating tomatoes by themselves?
Yeah, I do. I do, but I know people that can't stand tomatoes.
Have you ever heard anybody say, I can't stand the taste of watermelon? No. It's kind of the same thing.
No, it's the consistency. Of the
texture,
seeds, it's not. That's
the tomato.
You get the fruit part, but then in between all that, there's just snot and seeds.
Well, a lot of things are that way. Strawberries have seeds in them.
Yeah, but not snot.
All you do is salt it. Tastes good.
Oh, you're right. Salt those
tomatoes. Tomato snot.
Marcus, thank you, Marcus, for something that I know Peon will never steal from me. Tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. There are three Goodfeet stores in the St. Louis area. They would love to have you come in. You don't need an appointment, even if you hobble in. And when you walk in and have a seat, somebody will come over and say, welcome to Goodfeet, how you doing? And where's your pain? And then you tell them, it hurts here. And it may not be even in your feet. You might say, well, my back is killing me. And somebody told me it might be from standing all day, or the way I stand or walk. And they'll say, well, let's see what we can find out. And then they'll have you take your shoe off, of course, the foot that's hurting, or maybe both shoes if it's a neck or back or headaches, and you'll stand on this little soft thing. It's like a carbon paper thing. And when you step off, there are your footprints, and they can tell. They're like a CSI forensic people. They can look at those footprints and tell a lot about you. About how you walk and stand. And then they'll go back in the back and they'll bring out maybe a couple of different inserts, arch supports. And they'll put them in your shoe. You don't buy shoes. And you'll get up and walk around. And if you can't tell any difference, they'll try another one or two or three. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But for thousands of people right there in the store, they say this. Ah. Which means, wow, I can tell a difference. I can already tell a difference. Just a slight alteration in the way you walk and stand, a redistribution of that weight. Sounds a little too good to be true for some people, but ask the thousands of people who are pain-free because of their inserts. Here are the three locations. On Olive west of 270 across from Friday's. In South County on Union Road across from Macy's, and in Shiloh, Illinois, at Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. Their website is goodfeetstlouis.com. This is the last time that I will bother you with the Nestle Purina Radiothon that happens tomorrow and the donations we're looking for from this show. We already have tremendous response. Thank you. If nobody else clicked on the site and gave $300, we'd be fine. But boy, wouldn't it be great to just keep it going till the end, which is 7 o'clock now tonight. That's the last time you can get to KTRS.com, click click here to donate. And then on that next page, scroll down, AM and the PM, click there, make your $300 donation. You got till 7 to be included in the drawing for all the stuff. And we've already told you the stuff. And all the stuff is there on the site, KTRS.com. So please, if you can, get your computer before 7. John Carney said he's going to have Peter Funt on tomorrow. You see, the reason I can't interview a guy like Peter Funt is co-hosting this new Candid Camera. Yes. His dad, Alan Funt, had a tremendously successful show when I was a kid, Candid Camera. But I watched the new Candid Camera, and the reason I'm not interviewing Peter Funt is because if I got him on the phone, Peter, thanks for joining us. Thank you. Your show sucks. That's what I'd say.
Yeah.
What the heck happened? What are you thinking? You're not your dad. Good luck with that thing. And that'd be the end of the interview. You'd hang up or just leave.
Yeah, the best parts of the show are when they show the old black and white clips.
Oh, no kidding. They are. Now, I can't be the only person that's sitting around right now wondering, whatever happened with this Bo Bergdahl? Is anybody hearing anything about this alleged deserter?
No, not a thing.
Just quiet. All of a sudden, nothing. He was being interrogated by military officials. Not a word on the news. I'd like to know what's going on with this guy. We spent a lot of money getting him, and we let 5 maniacs go. I heard somebody mention yesterday on the news, and I didn't know they had these, but it all makes all the sense in the world that they do. Body cams, some people call them, are vest cams for the police. A small camera on their bulletproof vest or on their person somewhere. I went online last night, and I watched a couple of videos of cops with body cams. This is the greatest idea in the world, because there will never be any question about what happened with that cop. You see what he sees. The camera, let's say, is over his pocket or shoulder or in his collar. And I watched this cop shoot a guy with a knife. And I saw, it's like I was walking. My eyes were behind that gun he was holding up. And he went in the house, and he several times said to this guy, drop that knife. And the guy wouldn't do it, and the guy starts coming at him with a knife. And he said, drop it, over and over and over. And then boom, 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 5 shots, and he dropped the guy. Now, in court, there'll be no disputing what happened. I say every cop should have body cam, a body camera, vest cam, every cop. And I don't know how or you go about getting the money, allocating it, but let's do it. We seem to be able to get money for everything else that lobbyists or some politician wants. Get every cop a body cam and make it mandatory that it be accessible, the footage of the video, to the public. And then we'll know what really is going on. And I think a lot of cops would be in favor of that, unless you got something you don't want people to see. Then, you know, that makes us wonder about you. Got a guy in Butte, Montana. His name is William McDaniel. He's in jail because he called the police to complain about something. They got him arrested. He is 53. He called the police Saturday night about 10:30 and said he paid a dancer at Sagebrush Sam's, which is a strip club, paid her $350 for a private dance and didn't get any sex.
Oh,
well, I don't blame him.
Wait a minute.
Jehooey.
Well, first of all, that would be prostitution. So once he told the cops he paid her and wanted sex, he gets arrested for solicitation. Didn't go too well for Mr. McDaniel. $350 lap dance. I don't get lap dances. I actually don't get them, and I don't get them. How does that, let's say you're a pathetic loser who cannot get a date or a girl. How is torturing yourself?
Yeah, I never understood it
either. Yeah, I don't get it.
By having a naked woman gyrate on your lap, how is that helping anything?
Oh, I'm really horned up now. I got to go home by myself.
I got to go home again. By myself, which is pretty much where you were before you spent that money. So I don't think I get it. Especially the ones, don't they have places where you, no touching.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can't touch.
Well, wait, how do you still can't touch. You go to Canada and you go to strip clubs.
Yeah.
I forgot. Peon's going to put a video on our Facebook page right now. And I'm going to warn you, you may not want to click on the little play icon, the little arrow, because you might not want to see this. It's a kid in India who has essentially like elephantitis of the hands. He's a child. But each hand from the base of his palm to the end of his middle finger is 13 inches. It looks like a couple of baseball gloves. You're not going to believe this. He says, I can't go to school, but the teacher says other kids are scared of my hands. Many of them used to bully me because of my deformity. This is the one of the weirdest things you've ever seen. It's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. It's this kid in India with these gigantic hands. And then, of course, you ask yourself the question, like I do, why? Why in life does that happen, that an innocent kid has to go through his life with something like that that's only going to cause him to be made fun of? You know, that's the kind of kid that ends up killing himself or something. But we need to know that stuff's out there, so it's on the Facebook page. Got a guy in New Jersey, Herman Goldman. They call him High Goldman. He's 101. He works for Capital Lighting. He refurbishes light fixtures, I guess like lamps and whatever, in his workshop there at Capital Lighting. He has worked there for 73 years. He's 101, and he goes to the same job every day he's gone to for 73 years. At 101, and he drives himself there in his 99 Ford Contour.
Oh.
I cannot even imagine. It says he had a brief brief absence that he left to serve in World War II. Then he went back to work at Capital Lighting. They first hired him to sell items in stock and clean the displays. Now he rebuilds items that were damaged or that were unusable. 101 goes to work every day.
I hope he's still donating to his retirement plan.
His 401k?
Yeah.
the company called Sunbright has come out with a television, a flat-screen HD TV for outdoors. If you're one of these people, you know those people that have those full kitchens outside,
yeah.
They have this really expensive Viking, and they have a, you know, not just a grill, but an oven outside. Well, if you have that little setup outside or just a nice deck, there's a TV on the market now, Sunbright, that is weatherproof. It's an outdoor television. It can snow on it. Ice can stack up on it. It can get blazing hot. It's built to withstand temperatures from minus 24 degrees Fahrenheit to plus 122 degrees Fahrenheit. 46-inch Sunbright TV. $3,000. You just leave it outside. Man, we're eventually going to get to a point where Every time I say, wow, well now what else is there to come up with? Somebody comes up with something else. And here it is, outdoor television. And it's a special screen that they call it Sunbright, because even in the brightest day, you still watch television. You know, like if you go down to Ballpark Village, an outdoor screen, that thing's unbelievable. That was a sunny day when I went down there. You could still see it. I don't particularly want to watch TV outside at my house, but I guess if I had a nice screened in, you know, maybe I would on a nice night. Not like tonight where you'll choke to death, or the next couple of nights. All right, this is weird. The column Dear Prudence, we've talked about it before. Here's a writer that writes into Prudence. Dear Prudence, should I let my husband, and I hate to think this is actually a real letter from somebody. Should I let my husband marry his dead fiancé's ghost? Before he met me, he was engaged to another woman. She passed away weeks before their wedding. Her mother contacted my husband with an upsetting story of her daughter appearing in her dreams, and the mother believes the daughter is tormented and unable to pass over because she has unfulfilled business, meaning she never got to marry this guy. So this guy's wife wants to know if it's okay if she lets her husband have a ceremony and marry the dead woman. Again, as Jerry Seinfeld would say, who are these people?
What does the husband say about this, I wonder?
You know, I mean, it doesn't go into what he... If I were him, I'd divorce this nut.
Yeah.
Just for even considering it. Ladies, get it here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Or when I start this joke, these guys are going to know what the joke is. This joke, to me, and I say this all the time, I don't have a favorite joke, but if I had 10 or 20 equal favorites, this would absolutely be in that top 10 or top 20 list. It's the story of a reporter who's driving through the mountains of West Virginia. I mean, these are real backwoods hillbillies. And he sees an old man sitting on the porch in front of a log house that he looks like he might have built for himself. He's a true hillbilly. So he stops and he says, old timer, how long have you lived in the mountains? And the guy says, oh, my life. And he says, you know, I'm a writer. I'd like to write an article. Well, go ahead, the guy says. He says, and the article will be interviewing you, a lifelong mountain man, hillbilly, whatever people want to call it. Would you share with me, because you have access to nothing. I know that you have outdoor plumbing. You have no television that I can see, no antenna, no dish. You have running water? He goes, nope. He says, so what a life. But I'm wondering, is there ever a good time? Are there good times? Could you share with me an example of a great time in your life? He says, well, yeah, I can. I'll tell you one time I remember, Bill Jenkins had one of his cows get out, and we have sort of a, like a signal. We ring a bell. You ring a bell and everybody knows, uh-oh, there's trouble. So we run over to Bill's house. And he said, my cow got out. Well, what happens is mountain folk get together, and they help each other, and we all gathered together. And it was late at night. That cow was out, so we got some flashlights, and we got a bunch of moonshine to take out with us because, you know, we drink moonshine. So we got out there, and we got to drinking that moonshine. We got all lit up and drunk, and when we found that cow, we all had sex with it. Every one of us, we lined up and just had, and I wrote a report that says, whoa, I can't write this story. Can you give me another example of a good memory of being a mountain person? He says, another example. Yeah, I can. Dickie Dillgrove had a goat, and it got a loose. He had it tied up, and it got a loose. He rung that bell. We come over. He said, what the hell? He says, my goat got out. We got some flashlights and the moonshine. We're not looking for that goat. And, in the course of like 5 or 6 hours drinking a bunch of moonshine, we all got drunk. We found that goat. We all had sex with it. And he says, hold on. The protest says, well, hold on here. I can't write that story. Give me another story that maybe that doesn't involve like animals. He said, all right, I can do that. He said, Ernest Hickerman and his wife been married for 48 years, and one night she's got some kind of a mental issue, and one night she just walked off, and he rung a bell, and we come over and said, Ernest, what the hell? He said, my wife walked off. She just took off, and I don't know where she's at, and help, can you help me find her? We got some flashlights and a bunch of moonshine, and we went out looking for his wife, and about 10 hours later we found her. When we found her, we just all had sex with her, took our turn. He watched us. He's laughing. He thought that's a fun. He said, the reporter says, okay, I can't print this. I can't print this. Give me a story. I'll tell you what, let's do this. How about a bad memory? Something that reflects a bad time in your life as a mountain man. That wasn't a good time. Maybe we ought to go there. He goes, okay, I could do that. I'll tell you what it was. There was this one night about 10 years ago when I got lost.
All right, let's see how traffic looks. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they're working with this accident. It's on eastbound 70 near Jennings Station Road. At last check, the left lane was blocked. Traffic is jammed back all the way to Highway 270. So anybody coming in for the ball game, you've got a slow stretch there between 270 and Jennings Station Road. Now on westbound 70 near T.R. Hughes, you've got a stall in the right lane. It looks like we're slowing now from about Highway 370. Eastbound 270, it's slow out east of McDonald through New Florissant. Southbound 170 stacking up from Page down through Highway 40. Eastbound 40 still has stop-and-go traffic from Boone's Crossing to Mason and from Ballas all the way in through Big Bend. Westbound 40 slowing from Grand out through McCausland. You're heavy again from Lindbergh through Mason. You're slow from Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270, stop-and-go traffic all due to that earlier accident from just south of the McKelvey Overpass all the way down through Big Bend. Once you get beyond that, you'll be off the pace again from Highway 44 through 55. This traffic report brought to you by DeVry University. They provide the education and support you need to pursue the career you want, plus $75 million in scholarships and grants available this school year to those who qualify. Visit DeVry.edu. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Four tickets to both a Cardinals game and a Blues preseason game. And dinner with Franco Pinion and his wife at Annie Gunn Smokehouse. And a stay at the Four Seasons Hotel with spa treatments. This is just one of the fabulous items to be auctioned off as the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer and the Big 550 KTRS team up to help fight cancer with the Nestle Purina Radiothon. Every $100 donation will receive four tickets to a Cardinals game valued at $216. For more, go to KTRS.com to donate and check out all the auction packages you can bid on. Help the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer fight this dreaded disease on the Nestle Purina Radiothon all day Thursday, August 21st on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is huge news. Golden Oak rates are now in the twos. We're at 2.875 fixed. Don't miss out this time.
And you still won't pay for the appraisal if your loan doesn't get approved. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. We have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and our rate today is 2.875.
We even have a program that eliminates PMI or mortgage insurance, even if you don't have 20% equity.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
Rates are down to 2.875, 15-year fixed, APR 3.904. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Warning! If you haven't purchased new granite countertops yet, then you have only until August 24th to take advantage of the best offer in the history of Granite Busters. It's the final days of the Red Hot Summer Celebration. When you buy at least 50 square feet of Category B or higher granite countertops, you'll get all five of these items absolutely free. A quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade, free. A stainless steel undermount sink, free. A sink grate, free. Plumbing hookup, free. And your old laminate countertop completely removed and hauled away. Free. That's over $1,100 worth of extras completely free with the purchase of 50 square feet or more of Category B or higher countertops. Only at Granite Busters. This offer is done August 24th. And if you haven't made your purchase by then, you'll miss out. The final days of the Red Hot Summer Celebration at Granite Busters. 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Online at GraniteBusters.com. Sale offer for new customers only. Must mention ad at time of purchase. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires 8/24/24.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. We all have junk around our homes, old TVs, maybe an old refrigerator, the entertainment center, things your kids brought home from college, heck, things you brought home from college. You know the stuff you don't use, and it's just taking up valuable space. You'd like to get rid of it, but you don't know who to call to help you with all of this. Well, I need you to call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100. Pitch It will provide residential and commercial junk removal service with variable affordable rates. The friendly staff at Pitch It will visit your location on your schedule and provide you with a quote on the spot at no cost. They'll remove items from your basement, your attic, your office, your warehouse. They'll even clean up after themselves. You don't have to lift a finger. Isn't that nice? And their prices are lower than the national chain. Pitch It is an eco-friendly, recycling most items, and they are fully insured. So call the folks at Pitch It at 932-1100. That's Pitch It at 932-1100 or pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Don't forget, senior discounts apply.
Flooring takes more abuse than any product you'll ever put into your home. To withstand that wear and tear requires a solid product and a superb installation. You get both from the contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council. Their crews of install floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training and are required to take refresher classes throughout their careers. A great installation won't fix a cheap product, and an expensive flooring does not perform well when installed improperly. For the best selection of flooring products and an installation from the most highly trained craftsmen for a floor you'll be proud of for years to come, call the Flooring Industry Council at 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org to find a contractor near you. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-5538. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-5538. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-5538. That's 1-800-900-5538. 1-800-900-5538.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters. Did your refrigerator just go out? Well, not only will you get the lowest price on your next GE refrigerator, we can deliver it to you within 24 hours. How do we do this? We have a 36,000 square foot warehouse in good old St. Louis City where we stock truckloads of GE appliances. Lowest price, immediate delivery, period. Shop at Appliance Discounters and find out why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hello, Mike Evans, so I don't need to introduce you to him, so let's just bring him in here. But first, we have to tell you who pays him, who he works for, and we're proud that they are employing him for this segment. That would be Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. I had a steak the other night somewhere else, and it was really good. But you know what? It wasn't as good as every filet that I've had at Annie Gunn's. I hope someday, if you haven't, you get a chance to enjoy what they have to offer at both Annie Gunn's Restaurant, the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. And now, from Southern California, Mike Evans. How's, we got your kind of weather coming here. It's going to be about 100 by Sunday.
You know, I played golf today.
What?
Yeah, I know, it's a shocker.
Yeah.
It was around 8 o'clock this morning. It was 83 degrees and overcast and a little drizzly.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
You don't get much drizzle there.
Nope. Pop quiz question, name the name of the hottie who is so afraid of bugs, she has her home fumigated almost once a week, wears hats covering her face, has her assistants walk ahead of her everywhere she goes, looking out for bugs. And I'm going to give you a big hint here that I think will help you figure this out. She's only been this way a few months. Is it Mila Kunis? Is it Megan Fox? Is it Kate Upton? Hi, Dan. New York Post headline. You know I love them, Franco.
Yeah, we know.
Don't you like them?
I love them.
Some businesswomen were at a convention in New York City learning about having their eggs frozen so they could get pregnant later in life after their careers. That's the story.
Okay.
Headline screamed, ice, baby.
Oh, that's good.
I liked it.
That's good.
Update while Ellen DeGeneres. Yeah. Elton John, Brad Pitt, George Clooney, and other celebrities have publicly begged and begged and begged for a boycott of the Beverly Hills Hotel because it's owned by a sultan who openly hates gays, doesn't even want to rent rooms to gays. The begging's not working. Hotel is oversold this summer.
Yeah, you know what? Money trumps everything.
Absolutely. So much for star power. There wasn't much there. Odds and ends, Kris Jenner. That's Kim Kardashian's mom.
Yeah.
Eats custom-made, pot-laced gummy bears every day.
That sounds good.
She has them made just for her, these custom-made pot gummy bears.
You know, my daughter was just in Colorado with a friend and the friend's mom. And my daughter calls me from Telluride. She says, Dad, there are four of these dispensaries here. And I said, did you go in once? She said, yeah. She and her friend and her friend's mom bought these gummy bears. And I said, how was it? And she said, we laughed at everything all night. She said, we just had the giggles and everything was funny all night.
That's fabulous.
So she
there's nothing wrong with that. I wish everybody would take them.
Well, it's legal. I'd rather see people do that than get drunk and go kill somebody.
Absolutely. Good news. Britney Spears, her shows are selling well in Las Vegas. Bad news, some people want their money back, saying, oops, she did it again.
No, I see what he did there.
Yeah.
Britney's lip syncing.
Well, she's notorious for that, isn't she?
No, she is. Kid Rock, 43 years old, going to be a grandfather Christmas.
I like Kid Rock.
I do, too. Going to be a grandfather Christmas.
Wow.
Uh-oh, Bill and Hillary have been no-shows to three charity events in the last couple of weeks. The Artist Writers Softball Game, the Apollo Anniversary, which they only live a few miles from, another charity event. And there's more and more talk that there is marital troubles. I told you weeks ago that Bill has a new young blonde friend that even his own Secret Service has confirmed that this person who has gotten the code name of...
Energizer.
You remember, don't you?
Well, I read the book. I'm reading Kessler's book.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a great book.
And with that in mind, the word floating around is that they're not even talking to each other.
Well, I don't believe that. I think they're in love. I've seen them hold hands.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Nope.
Okay. Kanye West and Paul McCartney will release a duet single at Christmas.
Odd pairing.
Very strange. And a personal comment, just me. Well, I talked about this yesterday, about Jesse Jackson and the Reverend, and I use that word loosely, Al Sharpton in Ferguson, Missouri. Some reports that we're seeing here on the West Coast from insiders and authorities there say that every time that Sharpton makes a speech, that violence picks up.
Well, it certainly
Jackson
did. It did here.
And Sharpton and put him in jail. They're not helping. They're inciting.
Well, yeah, and I read an article today. There were a bunch of tweets from people there, apparently, that he started to get booed after he made his speeches on his bullhorn and then started asking for donations for his church.
This is Jackson you're talking
Jesse
about.
Jesse Jackson, yes.
Unbelievable. It's enough, Franco, to make me want to stench.
Well, that's
and not... you don't want me stenching.
No, no. We don't need that.
And finally, the applause at the oddest times, Franco.
Yeah, I know.
Name the name of the hottie who's afraid of bugs, has her house fumigated about once a week. Mila Kunis, Megan Fox, Kate Upton. I gave you a hint. You should get this one. It's a slam dunk. Come on.
I don't see how we could get it. It could be any one of them.
I don't know. I didn't get the hint. I'm saying Kate Upton.
I'll say Megan Fox.
Then I'll go Mila Kunis.
She's only been doing it for a few months now. She is pregnant, has been pregnant for a few months now. Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Mike Kimmel, I've been tickling you, no one's seen you, taking it, beating hard of it.
You know, this is true. You know why I thought it was, I just picked that one? cooties, coonas, bugs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah.
Just a shot in the dark. But you knuckleheads didn't get it.
Osmosis.
I did.
No. Yeah.
Boy, you look stupid.
Yeah.
That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. They're right next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley. AT&T U-verse 6 days ago introduced a lot of people to the SEC Network. The SEC Network went on the air 8 days ago. I'm sorry, 6 days ago, the 14th. What's that? You don't have the SEC Network. Well, it could be because you don't have AT&T U-verse. If you like college sports, Southeastern Conference, you got easy access to the SEC Network anywhere with the U-verse app. So you don't have to be plugged into anything. You can get it anywhere your smartphone is or your tablet is. We're talking this season about 1,000 live college sporting events, including 45 football games. You can also enjoy the interactive SEC Network channel where you get access to the game schedules, the polling, the stories, the trivia, all of that. And don't forget about that DVR that records four programs at the same time so you don't miss anything else. You like the Southeastern Conference, you like college sports, here's what you do. You call 877-ONLY-ATT. Ask about getting the same great price for 2 years locked in. Or you can visit the AT&T store, or you can go to their website, which is on my site, frankopinion.com, under sponsors. AT&T U-verse, the way to get the SEC Network. And now, a word from the KTRS legal department.
Geographic and service restrictions apply to AT&T U-verse services. Call or go to att.com/U-verse to see if you qualify. For more information, go to att.com/SEC Network. Requires qualifying device, U200 or higher TV plan, and Wi-Fi or data connection. Data charges may apply.
Meet me.
Get a final look at traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, they've cleared that stall westbound 70 at T.R. Hughes. Things are thinning out, but that accident has really caused things to jam up. Eastbound 70 at Jennings Station Road, you're jammed back all the way from Highway 270 through Jennings Station. Once you get beyond that, you're going to be off the pace all the way into downtown. Eastbound 40 still stacks up from Clarkson all the way in through Big Bend. Westbound 40 getting better, a little heavy Hampton through McCausland. Southbound 170, you're still slowing from Olive down through Highway 40, and southbound 270 from Page through Ladue, stop-and-go traffic, and then it's just slow to stop-and-go pockets from that point down through Big Bend. This traffic report is brought to you by LendUp.com. Need a payday loan? LendUp.com offers better payday loans with lower rates. Apply online today to get a decision instantly, and you can get your money in minutes. LendUp.com, your trusted direct lender. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It used to be that if you needed carpet or tile in St. Louis, you talked to a queen or princess. Not anymore. There is new royalty in town. The Kings of Carpet and Tile are at Best Buy Flooring in Hazelwood. Carpet and tile from 59 cents a square foot. Laminates and hardwood from 99 cents a square foot. Come meet the Kings of Carpet and Tile at Best Buy Flooring's massive warehouse showroom. One block north of 270 on Lindbergh in Hazelwood. Visit BestBuyFlooringSTL.com. The best selection, the best price, Best Buy Flooring in Hazelwood.
Hi, I'm Frank.
I'm Kevin.
I'm John.
Join us on the Barbecue Pitmasters Radio Network every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m. as we broadcast live from St. Louis Home Fires,
where we talk recipes, tips, techniques, and anything barbecue.
We keep an eye on the local scene with barbecue contest updates and product reviews.
Fired up as we talk to local legends and national barbecue icons every Sunday from 4 to 5 on the Big 550.
Surround yourself with incredible art at the 21st Annual St. Louis Art Fair, beginning Friday, September 5th through Sunday, September 7th in downtown Clayton at the biggest and best gathering of art and artists in the area. Meet 180 artists and shop their booths filled with virtually every medium, from paintings to jewelry, ceramics, and more. Plus, there'll be food and entertainment for the whole family. Stop by the KTRS and Apple Vacations booth and register to win a four-night trip for two to Rio Negro in Jamaica, including round-trip airfare and all food and drinks from Apple Vacations, America's favorite vacation company, and the Big 550. For more on the St. Louis Art Fair, go to the events page at KTRS.com.
I just got texts from three local stations wanting to hire us because the show was so good today. Nah, we're happy here. No, thank you. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead. you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
Thanks for calling.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
The St. Louis Police Department releases surveillance video and 911 tapes of yesterday's fatal officer-involved shooting. The dramatic developments in this case. The U.S. Attorney General visits Ferguson today. What he had to say to the people there. The grand jury meeting in Clayton gets its first look at evidence in the shooting of Michael Brown. What the county prosecutor had to say. More charges filed for looting in Ferguson, who police say they caught red-handed. First on Fox, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder is in St. Louis tonight on what appears to be a fact-finding mission.
Fox 2's Shirley Washington joins us live from FBI headquarters downtown with more details. Shirley?
Well, Tom, Holder met with various groups throughout the day, but seemed to spend most of his time here at FBI.